This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today rejected the opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Scindia clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time. He said the Narendra Modi government has provided this facility to protect the citizens from fraudulent activities.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
Meanwhile, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of the Sanchar Sathi app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said today, nearly 64% of citizens receive at least one form of social security, making India the world's second largest provider of social security benefits. Speaking at the India Edge 2025 conference in New Delhi today, the minister said the new labour codes brought by the government drew insights from the International Labour Organization by introducing several worker-friendly measures.
We have to give rights to the labourers. We also have to ensure their welfare, and that is why we have taken several such steps, which is not just about the merging of laws, but we have brought these reforms as a mission to give dignity and respect to our workforce and honour their self-empowerment.
In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 7 Maoists were killed today in an encounter with security forces. 2 security personnel also laid down their lives in the operation, while another Jawan sustained injuries. Superintendent of Police Bijapur Jitendra Yadav informed that following intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists along the Bijapur-Dantewada border, a joint team of the District Reserve Guard, Special Task Force, Cobra Unit and the CRPF from Dantewada and Bijapur districts had launched a search operation. During the operation, an encounter broke out. Intermittent exchange of fire between the security forces and Maoists continued since this morning. The government has mandated all pan masala packs to display retail sale price on their labels. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs in a statement said these amendments have been made under the Legal Metrology Second Amendment Rules 2025. It informed that the amended rules will come into effect on the 1st of February next year, from which date all manufacturers, packers and importers of pan masala will be required to comply with the new regulations. The amendment strengthens consumer protection by ensuring that buyers have transparent and clear pricing information for every pack size. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the importance of natural farming, saying that it promotes diversified fields where plants, trees and livestock coexist to support natural biodiversity. In an article shared on social media, Mr. Modi issued a clarion call to people across India to adopt and expand natural farming practices. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 359 runs against South Africa in the second game of the 3-match ODI series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur. The hosts scored 358 for 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, South Africa were 25-4-0 in 4 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.